The GAA Programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Falter, Eugene, Clark, Cumann, Luke, Casgill, you're very welcome along to Highland Radio's GAA programme as we talk all things GAA right up until 9 o'clock tonight. In a few moments, we'll hear from this week's special guest, Martin McHugh, on how the North West Counties are faring out so far in their National Football League campaigns. But before that, it was a relatively successful weekend for Donegal sides. As you know, Declan Boner's senior men lifted McKenna Cup title since 2010 as they overcame their neighbours Tyrone by 4 points on a Saturday night. Then on Sunday, that was followed by the Donegal senior ladies picking up a first win in Division 1. They now move on to 4 points. They had a comfortable 36-point victory against Westmeath, and they'll be looking to follow that with another one this weekend on the road to Monaghan. While there was Ulster Under-21 tournament success for Gweedore, the first time ever that a Donegal club has lifted the Paddy McLaren Cup as they overcame Lave of Derry by 13 points on Sunday. I'm sure down in the parish of Gweedore, there's still celebrations ongoing following their brilliant achievement in lifting that Under-21 silverware. I suppose the only result that didn't go the way of a Donegal side at the weekend was that of the Hurlers, unfortunately making the long trip to Aucrim and losing out by just 2 goals at the hands of Wicklow. That's a 1-1 and 2 defeats now for Mickey McCann's side in Division 2B of the National Hurling League. But we're going to look forward now to the action this coming weekend. I was joined in studio this week by one of Highlands GAA correspondents, Martin McHugh, as we looked at the standings in the National Football League, where Donegal this weekend go in search of their first one against Kildare. Tyrone, having won last time out against Kildare, looking to make it 2 wins on the trot. And Derry got their first one on the road last time out against Offaly. Can they now build on that success? I also spoke to Martin about the big All-Ireland club semi-final that's on this coming Saturday, as Sláinte, the Derry and Ulster champions, look to return to an All-Ireland club final on St Patrick's Day. They're playing Nemo Rangers on Sunday. Lots to talk about. First up, me and Martin discussed Donegal's success in the McKenna Cup, and can they now bring that forward into the league campaign and into that league game against Kildare this coming Sunday? I suppose, Martin, as we look ahead to the fourth round of games in the National Football League, from a Donegal point of view, as you go in search of a victory, how important was it that they won the McKenna Cup, and maybe now within the camp there's that wee bit extra, maybe that wee bit of aids that can help them see out of one?
Ah, yeah, exactly, because looking at the match and the McKenna Cup game and being at it, you felt that Tyrone threw everything at Donegal because they took all the big guns off the bench, the Matty Donnellys, the Niall Sluddens, McShane's and that off the bench. So I just felt that they gave it everything. So it was a good result for Donegal, and the fact that you lost your 3 games in the league up to that, it was important to get a victory. You know, more so, we talk about the McKenna Cup not being important, but it was important just to get that victory, and particularly playing Tyrone and against Tyrone, it was no harm to win it. So, yeah, but next Sunday's going to be completely different. Kildare are coming with no points either. They're looking at this game as a big game for them and coming to win it. And, you know, they'll travel probably down overnight and they'll stay overnight, and that'll give them a lot of spirit. Now, we have a good record in Father Tierney Park in that there. So, look at hoping it'll be a good day, which I think be important, because Kildare are a big physically strong team.
Yeah, Donegal have lost out on a couple of games by just a single point, and you could say that maybe the experience wasn't there to see out a game. The fact that Donegal responded to when Tyrone got within a point and then went level and then to within 1 point again, there's a lot of encouragement there, Martin.
Oh yeah, there is, and having played a lot of players, you know. I look at it and you look at different squads of players and you feel that Donegal have as good a squads of players. You know, maybe we talk about the Dublins of this world and maybe, you know, the Kerrys of this world who would have a lot of players there about them, where, you know, Mayo we know are maybe in and around having 17, 18, maybe 19 players the most. So Donegal have a lot of players and a lot of players fighting for positions, which is very good to see that. But in saying that, you have to win matches. And this is, you know, I know maybe people say we're kind of favourites in the Galway match. The fact that we didn't have a good record in Letterkenny maybe put a wee bit of pressure on there from that point of view, and people didn't expect to win it. And this is a match we're expected to win. So this is the first real pressure game these players are going to play in, particularly younger lads that they're expected to win this match, and that can be very difficult. You know, mentally it can be very difficult in getting yourself right for the game. So the most important thing this week is forget about the McKenna Cup, forget about Tyrone. This is an important game now. That was only shadow boxing, really. This is an important game. And look, at you feel the loser of this is probably going to be relegated. So it's a big game for both teams.
Given the fact that we have Frank McGlynn back, Neil McGee back, Michael Murphy back with a couple of games, that experience is there now maybe to steady the ship. Is their return coming at a crucial time, Martin?
It is, aye. And suppose the big decision that Declan and the management team have to make, do you start these players or do you leave them on the bench and take them off the bench, and would they be fit to last that length of time? You have Martin Michael Honey was in there as well the last day. So, yeah, it definitely is. And suppose the biggest problem you have is picking the team and getting the team right. And that's a big problem. You know, back in my day when we were playing, you know, you could nearly pick the 13 or the 15, if not 14 of the 15 players going to play. It's harder now to do it because there's so many players there. Maybe people say of the one quality or the one standard and everything else, but they're there all battling for a position. So it's getting exactly right and then getting the subs right and the players, getting them on the field. You know, I think he'd probably definitely, I would expect him to start Michael Murphy because, you know, he's very important to have and to have there and have him back and everything else. And he will take the pressure off where...
Where's you going to start him?
Well, that's the big question. Suppose he has said himself that he would play him inside, that he wants to play him inside. So will he play Patrick McBrady and Murphy inside? That's a very big question, Oisin, and a very good question. You know, you look at it, if they go 10 balls inside, would it be better having one of them in there? And, you know, the 10 going to the one player and hopefully they stick in the one player rather than having five going to each of them in there. Because Jimmy Brennan, having the big man and the small man, looks to be working really well with McBrady inside and probably working Murphy. So I would definitely start Michael Murphy. I know a lot of people listen to this wouldn't agree with me, but I would start him out the field. I think we still need him out the field at this stage, and I would play him out the field. And at stages maybe interchange it when Patrick McBrady does come out the field, maybe to put Michael Murphy inside and give you that option. And
Because it's an option that could rattle the Kildare game plan, because given the form that Patrick McBrady's been on in the league, they're going to see him as the huge threat for Donegal, and they're going to try and nullify that. But if you throw Michael Murphy into the mix, it's going to upset their plan.
Yeah, it will, but you know, with the way football's played, and then you could play it nowadays, you could have a situation of Michael Murphy in there. I know he's, you know, most talked about player in Donegal, and one of the most talked about players in Ireland, that if he does go in there, will Kildare say, right, Michael Murphy's in there, so we'll drop more of the players back in front? Maybe if it's only Patrick McBrady and Jimmy Brennan there, they mightn't drop as many and give us more room in that situation and use him out the field. Now, to me, the best game, one of the best games I've ever seen Michael Murphy playing for Donegal was against Cork in Ballyshannon. And he was exceptional that day, and he gave in the middle of the field, he gave an exhibition in the middle of the field that day. So, look, at the great thing about him, the mobility he has, you can play him anywhere. And it's great to have a player of the quality of McBrady to be able to play inside. And I was excited, very excited about Jimmy Brennan's performance against Dublin. I know people say Philly McMahon has to play in the edge to be up to it, and he maybe wasn't on the edge that day, but it's a good performance of Jimmy Brennan, and it was great to see Orrin McNeilis and Kieran Thompson's performance the last day against Tyrone in the McKenna Cup. So big men, and you had Michael Langan and Jason McGee played for LYIT as well at the weekend. So look at things looking up, and there are a lot of big men there, which is, I think, in the modern day game is important.
Yeah, Donegal have changed their style of play slightly under Declan Bonner, and they're looking for the quick ball up to the forwards, and we have been exposed at the back on numerous occasions. How difficult is it to get that mix right and get the style of play right, Martin?
Yeah, it is, and so is a big talking point at the minute, basically all over Ireland, how teams are playing and how they're setting up. And I mean, we could have conceded maybe three more goals against Tyrone in the first half. You know, we're lucky enough, maybe a wee bit of rub of the green. I think the way the game is now, and I mean, always was maybe in sport, is 50% defending and 50% attacking, and you've got to get both of them right. Now, we look at Kerry. Monaghan studied the Donegal second half performance. I was chatting to Conor McManus, and he said they'd studied the Donegal second half performance. They said that Donegal, when Donegal went defensive against Kerry couldn't break them down, and then Kerry left big gaps at the other end. We saw that with Orrin McNeilis' goal, where the whole thing had opened up in front of them. So Kerry haven't got it right, you know, looking at them from their point of view defending. And it's hard to believe that the greatest Gaelic football county in Ireland can't defend. And basically we saw it against Monaghan last week where they can't defend. So you have to get both right. It's no good scoring 20 points at one end if you concede 3-17 or 3-18 or something at the other end. So you have to get the balance right. And defend, suppose managers, and particularly maybe soccer managers or that, will tell you anyway, or maybe rugby, people involved in rugby, defending is the first thing. You've got to get your defence right first, and then concentrate on your attack after that. But it's no good conceding a lot of scores at one end. So, yeah, it is. And you know, we maybe people say we have changed our style of football. I think the important thing about talking about changing your style of football is you just have to play against the opposition you're playing against. So when we meet Tyrone and Monaghan in the National League, it's going to be different because we saw it with, even with Galway, but we played more defensive. It's no point kicking a ball into a player being marked by three players. So you have to make that decision. And that's why it's important to have players on the field to make that decision and make that right choice. There's time. We always like running the ball. We're good at it. And I think that's our game. Yeah, yeah, there's times to kick it in when it's on and when you turn it over, kick it in there. So I think you have to vary it. But the important thing is, you know, we have to look after our full back line as well and give that protection to the full back line.
It's amazing how the tide has, I suppose, turned, because Ulster football was known for this defensive structure and this defensive football. Now Ulster teams are trying to get away with it, and we're seeing the rest of the country do it. You mentioned Galway. We've seen Dublin at Croke Park do it, where they had 14 men inside their own 45. So as we're looking to get away from it, it seems the rest of the country are still holding it, Martin.
Yeah, it is, and they're probably trying to Probably Dublin play the exact right brand of football. They play with one sweeper, but they've got that quality of player to do that. You have to play to your strengths. And whatever your strengths are, in any line all over the field, Oisín, that's your strength, and you got to play to it. I was very impressed with the Monaghan kickouts the last day, watching on TV against Kerry, where they pulled players in, left space, and put the ball into it, because they had a goalie capable of doing that. So you play to your strengths. I look at Ulster still like playing defensive football. We look at Tyrone, for example, and Mickey Hart is coming under a lot of pressure, because people are saying, media and that are saying, you have to change your style of football. You know, that negativity is definitely seeping through to the players, and you can see it in the players. You've got to play to your strength. They are a counter-attacking team. That's what they're good at. And, they're going to have to revert to that, because that's basically what they're good at. Now, everybody's looking at this famous Dublin game last year and everything else, but you have to look at it, learn from that game, but you still have to play the style of football that suits the players you have. And I think he's actually trying to change it. Now, he's been very successful, Mickey Hart, as a manager. No player's ever come out that's played under him, against him. If you chat to players that have been in there, he takes them in, he gives you the chance, in training, he tells you to be a big man and do it here and stand up to it and do it. And, you know, the style of football he's got has been successful. He's won three All-Irelands with it. So many under-21s and minors, particularly three All-Irelands, have been successful. Now there's a bit of pressure on, because it's coming maybe from media and every outlet there, and maybe it is affecting the player. So they have to sit down and sort of play the style of football, in my opinion, that suits that Tyrone team.
Yeah. Let's look at Kildare. Is the forward line of Kildare good enough to cause Donegal's defence problems? What sort of problems can they cause them at the weekend, Martin?
Look, they played two Ulster teams. They played Tyrone and Monaghan, and they got beat by a point against both of them. So, look, you'd be happy enough, Donegal, to beat Tyrone and Monaghan by a point. So that's where they're physically very big. They have Kevin Feely in the middle of the field, a very good free taker, a very good player, a good ball player. Well, he played soccer with QPR in England and is back now, and play very quality player. You know, they have Niall Kelly, if they get him right on the 40, dangerous player, good ball player. And then they have Daniel Flynn inside, you know, and they have other players there. They're big and they're physical. Yeah, they will go at you, and of course they'll cause you problems. You know, they're big men, and they'll try to make Donegal go long to that area and try to win, particularly the midfield battle. It's a totally different type of team than Donegal's played this year yet, coming. They're different. It's very hard to judge what they're like. They play a short kind of a running game the way they play it, and then sometimes they will go long because they have big men. So it's going to be different. So the style of football is going to be different. So then we'll see how Donegal cope with their style of football. But look, you still think home venue, very good record in Father Tierney Park. You'd expect Donegal to win, but I wouldn't put my last euro on it.
Yeah, well, if you look now at the bottom of Division 1, Kildare and Donegal are bringing up the rear. Above them is Tyrone and Mayo with 1-1 each. And then you've got Monaghan joined third and 4 points with Kerry. Off those bottom sides around them, Donegal still have to play them. So they're coming on to what's going to be the crucial part of the campaign. You've now got rid of the big three. And if you look at the table, that's where they are. They're sitting 1, 2 and 3 in the standings. So it's all the sides around them now that Donegal have to start picking up points against.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at, you're exactly right there. But the Tyrone-Monaghan games are going to be local derby, so they can go anyway. You know, that's the kind of games they are. You know, hopefully Donegal will be able to pick up points, because you're going to have to pick up points there. Galway are going to Kerry this weekend. And with the way Galway played defensively and looking at the way Kerry's playing, you think Galway could win that, because Kerry are not able to cope with a team that played defensively against them. And that's a big game, probably a big game for Kerry. We look at Dublin, you know, you feel that Dublin are going to Mayo. Again, Mayo have to start doing something. They start maybe particularly picking up points at home. Dublin, I was just chatting to a fellow, I was talking to James McCarthy, and the team he's been most impressed with this year has been Donegal. He seemed to be very, very impressed with Donegal, the way Donegal played against them. So looking at Dublin, the Mayo game, you still think maybe Dublin, the fact that you know, where they're at and everything else, and they'll want to beat Mayo because they'll want to keep Mayo down. Kerry's a big one. You know, we look at Kerry. They weren't able to cope with Paddy McBerty down in Kerry in that game that we did for Highland down there. They didn't say, we'll double up on him and we'll sort out. They couldn't do it. They didn't cope with Andy Moore last year in two games. So they don't want to play defensive. I think he's another man under a fair bit of pressure. He played very defensive in the 2014 All-Ireland final against Donegal and won the game. But he has not come back to that because people in Kerry saying, we don't play football like this. But they just don't have defenders. So you feel any day of Kerry playing now that teams are capable of beating them. Particularly teams that go fairly defensive against them. So looking at it, the Tyrone-Monaghan game is a massive game in Castleblayney. I think Tyrone will actually win that game. I would tip Tyrone to win that game. I think they'll bounce back.
Yeah. What about Donegal and Tyrone? I know we have to get Kildare out of the road first of all, but Donegal have beaten them in the McKenna Cup final. Yes, about 13 changes, was it, from the weekend before. We're going to see a different Tyrone team take to the field in Hayley Park in a fortnight's time against Donegal. But does that result in the McKenna Cup have any sort of factor, any sort of bearing, psychological advantage, anything at all in it, Martin?
No, means nothing, Oisín. Actually, probably advantage Tyrone, the fact that Donegal won it. It's like the game last year, Donegal. I remember this time last year, Donegal hammered Tyrone in a National League game in Balbuffet, and we were talking about people get carried away and Donegal were going to win all Ireland and Tyrone were going nowhere. It doesn't matter. Games, you know, different games in different way, competitions. The McKenna Cup game won't matter. Look at the way the game finished with a couple of fair big hits put in by both teams at the end of the game. It was nice and easy up to that. So it's going to be a feisty game. You're going to need a good referee in it, and it's going to be a big game. Tyrone having a good record, Noma. Donegal have a reasonably good record, Noma. So it's going to be a big game. And if Donegal can pick up the 2 points against Kildare, and if Tyrone beat Monaghan, you're going there with, you know, wanting that 2 points to draw level with them or whatever. So it's a big game. Look, it's hard to know how that game will go. Tyrone are still, you know, they're not as bad, you know, as people might be saying them. The biggest problem they have is their forward line. They've lovely footballers, but they're all of the same size, stature and same way of playing. And it's hard to get that right. They're just too much alike. And what he can do to change it, I don't know. He doesn't seem to have come out of this idea of having anybody to play at full forward or somebody to give them something different. Where, look, Donegal have got Paddy McBrearty or Michael Murphy who play differently to Jamie Brennan, or Oran McNeilis plays differently, or Kieran Thompson, you know, players you play in the forward line. They do play different, even Martin McInerney the last day. So that's the one plus that we have at the moment, Donegal. We've massive plus there, that situation, I feel, over Tyrone. The other thing we have a lot of very big men. Now, Tyrone are definitely, there's going to be a bounce in them and a bite in them, and it's going to be one hell of a match.
Yeah, if we look at the way Tyrone's campaign has gone, they have to thank Matty Donnelly for the only points they have on the board at the moment, because it took a very late score against Kildare. And if Tyrone don't start picking up points like Donegal, if they don't start picking up points as well, it's a case that the neighbouring counties are going to be in a real dogfight at the bottom come the end of the league campaign.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be, and it looks that way.
Does it make that the games this weekend now more important, Martin?
Oh, without a doubt. When there's only 2 points for a one as well, Donegal have to beat Kildare. Yeah. Kildare have to beat Donegal, basically, because you feel that's big pressure then if you don't. And Monaghan, nearly Tyrone, have to beat Monaghan. Because if Monaghan beat Tyrone, you feel they're safe on 6 points. Where Donegal, or for Tyrone, have to beat them. So yeah, there's big pressure on this weekend. These are like championship games. And look at, people might tell you it's not important to stay in Division 1. It is important to stay in Division 1. The sponsors want you in Division 1. The local media want you in Division 1. The players want to be in Division 1. You play with better referees and you play in better pitches and that there. And, you know, it's important for the spectators want you in Division 1. So it's important. So, yeah, this Kildare came. We always talked about it, you know, suppose the first three games are going to be tough. We hoped that we'll be able to beat Galway and Letterkenny and we'd have 2 points. But that we were going to get these players back, the players coming back, they were going to get them back by the time the Kildare game would come around. So that way, you know, but somebody said to me, we're talking about the players that are out that are coming back. They were the players that were there last year against Galway when we were well beaten in the championship. So look at it's different. Everything's different. It's important to have a squad of players, important to have quality players, even to come off the bench. So yeah, it's a big weekend, Oisín. It's probably the biggest weekend to date in the National League.
Will 2 wins out of 4 games be enough for Donegal to stay up?
Yeah, well, it'll go head to head then. You know, it depends. And that's why it's important probably to beat Kildare and beat Tyrone in that situation, that they could end up down there with you. And maybe even Monaghan if Tyrone beat them the following week. So, yeah, the head to head will be important then.
And because Monaghan and Mayo, the two teams that we meet could be in a fight as well at the bottom.
Yes, well, the head to head will be important. And then the other thing is Donegal scoring average would be good. Mm. You know, because we had 5 points against Dublin and then only 1 against Galway and Kerry. So our scoring average would be good that way. But yeah, it's a tough league. And, you know, there was 1 year Cork went down on 6 points. I don't know, will that happen? I can't see that happening this year. You would say five will definitely, looks like it'll make you safe. But yeah, it's important. The head-to-heads is important, so it's important to win them games.
Yeah. The other Northwest interest in the National Football Leagues is, of course, in Division 3, where Derry and Fermanagh are involved. There's an Ulster battle there this coming Saturday night. Derry picked up their first win against Offaly. It all came about with a big contribution from Emmett Bradley. Is that one good enough now for Derry to knock on from this and try and get their promotion hopes back on track?
Yeah, well, the first thing you want to do is avoid relegation. That's the first thing. And look what they're playing on Saturday, the same day as Sloughneil are playing. So they won't have the Sloughneil players available to them. So yeah, they're trying to build up something. And, you know, it wasn't that impressive victory to beat Offaly at home. Like everybody, like Sligo beat Offaly at home, and I saw Sligo last weekend and I wasn't impressed with them at all playing last weekend. So I just look at it, it wasn't that impressive a victory. This is the biggest, it's a local derby. It's a big game for them. You feel that in the past, if Derry were playing Fermanagh, you'd always expect Derry to win. Fermanagh have had three good ones, even though against maybe three of the weaker teams in that division, but they still had three good ones. So the game's in Brewster Park. Yeah, it's a big game for Derry. They have to lay down a marker, and this is a big important game for them, because listen, if they don't win this game, they're going to be definitely going to be in a big relegation fight.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Sloughneil players. We'll look at Sloughneil in just a few moments, Mark, but just staying in that Division 3, Fermanagh sitting joint top of the table with Armagh. At this early stage, it looks like it's going to be these two that's going to fight it out for top spot, is it, and promotion?
Yeah, those with Fermanagh, you have Wexford and Longford, and I was talking to people in Armagh when Longford played Armagh, and Longford were the better side. Longford have a very good forward line. Defence maybe conceding too much, we talked about before in defence. Very good forward line, Longford. Westmeath have probably the best bunch of players in that division is Westmeath. So I still think they're a kick in both them teams, depending when they meet, who they meet. Armagh have played both of them, and that gives them an advantage. So you think maybe Armagh's going to get promotion. Who's going up with them? Fermanagh have a very strong midfield, and Connell Jones and Owen Donnelly. They're probably one of the strongest midfields in the country. You know, and that's a strong there in the middle of the field, and that's where they're really reaping the rewards in that area. Their half back line as well got 6 points from play the last day. They're not getting enough for the forward line as well, but maybe the wee bit of pressure off them now with a big management team in place and everything else does put a wee bit of pressure on players carrying. Maybe that pressure's off them now.
Do they need a bigger test now, because they've played the weaker teams so far?
No, there's no harm in Derry. Ulster football, each know each other very well, and Ulster games, we always say, takes on a life of their own in a way in Ulster football. So yeah, it's a difference. It's a good test for them. Look, they have a lot of quality players. They have two Quigleys back. I saw that I was at the game last week, and they've lost a lot of weight and they're in good shape. They have Thomas Corrigan coming back this weekend. He's probably one of the top forwards in Ulster. They have Rory Corrigan played a bit last weekend. Yeah, they're coming on. They're a team. Look at they have improved. Going to improve. But they do need a better test. And, you know, Derry is going to be a big test for them. I still think you'd expect Fermanagh at home. Derry without the Sloughneil players, I still think that Fermanagh will win it.
Yeah, it's, I suppose it's similar to the guys in the top Division 1. They want to stay there to keep improving. Do Armagh and Fermanagh need to get out of Division 3 this year if they're going to stay on track and keep improving with their respective plans? They have to get up to Division 2.
Exactly, yeah. You're playing against a better team, and you're playing against better teams, and that's important. You're playing up there. You know, you're never going to be competing for an Ulster Championship while you're in Division 3, you feel, because you're just not playing against good top quality opposition. So you end up meeting these top quality opposition then in the Championship, and you're just not ready for that level. So yeah, get up. The important thing for Fermanagh and Armagh is get out of that division. Everything else this year is a bonus. And then even the next year then is get out of that division to get up to Division 1 if you can. And why can't they? They're looking at Cavan sitting top of Division 2. They're saying to themselves, we'd be good enough to play Cavan. You know, so Division 3 is maybe a tougher division than Division 2 in a way, because you've likes of Cavan, Clare, Louth, them teams. Fermanagh and Armagh would fancy themselves. And even Derry, when they have a full squad of players together, would fancy themselves. I think Derry is an interesting one. They get the Sloughneil players back, and when they get all together, I still think they'll be a threat in the Championship. I still think, you know, whoever wins between Cavan and Donegal, and you'd hope it would be Donegal, meet them in the Championship, there'll still be a big, big threat if Donegal meet them in Celtic Park in the Championship, because they have a lot of quality players, and there are a lot of quality players coming through. You know, when they were a minor semi-final or final last year, was a minor final last year.
Well, what about Sloughneil this weekend against Nemo Rangers? It's another huge game for the club, and these games just keep coming, be it Hurling, be it Camogie. It's the turn of the footballers now this weekend. What sort of test is Nemo Rangers going to be for the Ulster champions?
It's going to be a big test, because Nemo are one of these teams that people will tell you down south, they get better as the competition goes along, Oisín, and they will improve. And, Thomas O'Shea didn't play in the Munster final, but Thomas O'Shea will be back and he's a big help to them. Be available for them, big help to them. I think, look, at Slugneil are a credit. They're a credit to every club to look at what they're at. You know, totally voluntary. Everybody does everything voluntarily in the club. They all work together. They all help out. Everybody, they're washing the jersey. Somebody does that. They're proud to do this, cut the grass, do things that are important in a club, and that's the way they are. And then what they have Mickey Moran doing his job as coaching and getting them right exactly the way he coaches them. But Mickey Moran lets the players in the field do the business in the field. Talking to Kilcar players, the switches were made on the field by the players in the field. So that's what you need on a field, is leaders on a field, and they have them. Particularly Chrissy McCaig is the man who calls most of the shots on the field.
Yeah, and they've seemed to learn every year that they suffered a defeat. So they have, and they lost last year. Is this now the year that Slugneil can become All-Ireland champions?
Yeah, well, Cross McGlenn were the team that was up there. Cross McGlenn always went man-to-man and played man-to-man. And if you played sweepers, they sort out a sweeper against you. Slugneil are doing the exact same thing. And I think it probably is the way we've talked about it. It's the way forward. Now, it's going to take a while for us, even in Donegal, to start coaching backs to tackle and to mark again and to be good markers. We saw now Eamon Doherty, in fairness, and Keelan Ward, how good markers they are. And then we have Paddy McGrath, we know, coming in a good market. You've seen him in. We have markers coming again. That's what you're going to do. Go man to man. That's the way to do it. And get these defenders good enough. They have got the players to do that. And then the cornerback is comfortable on the ball and will take people on. If you watch them now next week, whoever's able to watch them on TV or there, see them, the way they play their football is the way Gaelic football should be played. They're confident in themselves. They let people sort their own situation out against a player, and they will take people on, and they will hold the possession of the ball as long as they have to, until they get it to the right person. And when they get ahead of you, it's hard to get ahead of them.
Yeah, but it's taken a long time to instill that into a player, so it hasn't worked. They worked very, very hard for years before they started to taste success with it.
Yeah, understandably. And the only thing I would say, that none of them selfish. They take the right option all the time. And as you said, it's built into the club. And it's built into every part of the club. Everybody in that club was doing things unselfish, giving up of their time to be involved in it. And that's what creates that spirit, that team spirit. And I really hope they go on to win the All-Ireland Club, because there's no club deserves it more than them. And it'll take a very good team to beat them. And I think Nemo is going to come up against something different that they've never come up against again before. And the fact the way they'll be played, they'll not be given much time on the ball. There'll be markers on them. They'll pick out the markers for Kerrigan. They'll definitely, but probably Kieran McCaig will come out to centre half and mark Kerrigan. Now, where Chrissy McCaig goes then, he went to wing back against Kilcar and it didn't work for him the first half. But then the second half, he said, right, I'm going to take over this game and take control of it. So the way they play to their strength. They get the decisions right on the field. They don't panic. And yeah, they are. Look at their. You have to take off your hat to them. I mean, for the size of the area and what they've achieved, and we'll be looking back in years to come saying unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. Cora fans already there. Are they as strong as what they have been over the last couple of years, the Galway side?
People tell you not. They're the biggest parish in Ireland. That's the size of them, you know. People say not, but they have a lot of quality footballers. They're used to being in Croke Park, been there. They seem to be a Croke Park team. They say themselves they're a Croke Park team. So look, they'll be hard to beat. They can sit back and watch it. I know they had a player sent off very early the last day, Martin Farrer. He will definitely get off. It was a wrong sending off. Get off. So yeah, Slugneil have to get over this big hurdle first and then concentrate in the final. But you feel if Slugneil get back to a final, they'll be very hard to beat, and they'll have some motivation to actually beat Corrifan in a final. And it'd be a great start for Ulster football this year if they could win the All-Ireland Club.
Okay, then. Just finally and briefly, your predictions for the weekend. Who's going to win between Slugneil and Nemo?
Slugneil.
Donegal, Kildare?
Donegal.
Tyrone, Monaghan?
I'll say Tyrone.
And Fermanagh and Derry?
I'll say Fermanagh.
Okay, Martin, many thanks for joining us.
Martin McHugh, our special guest this week on tonight's GA programme. Tom Comack will be back in the hot seat next week after a well-earned holiday break. Just to remind listeners, we will, of course, have full live coverage from Donegal against Kildare this coming Sunday afternoon as from 1:45. That match being played in Ballyshannon. We'll also have some coverage as well from Monaghan against Donegal in Division 1 of the Ladies National Football League. And the Hurlers of Donegal are hosting down in Division 2B. It's going to be another busy weekend, and you can follow all the action on Highland. That's it for tonight. My thanks to you for listening. Up next, the news at 9 o'clock. Good evening.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised teamwear.